Welcome to Girls in Heels. On today's show, we have a major announcement. Major. But we're going to be those jerks who wait until the end of the show to tell you what it is.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Don't you hate that when someone's like, oh, we have something major going on. Tell you later. Well, sorry. That's us. Suckers. But in the meantime, I'm obsessed with this Johnny Depp Amber Heard split, and I'm dying to know what you guys think about it. There's some details of this split between them that I think is very interesting, and I'm dying to know your opinion.
Give us some details.
I am your host, Cooper Lawrence. My co-hosts are Teresa Aprea, Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 6. Hey, you guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. And listen, we want to say thank you, by the way. I never get to say thank you to Sean Lee, our musician who provides the music every single week. I mean, I make it sound like he's here playing live, but it's not true. But he has been kind enough to donate his music.
Yes, thank you, Sean.
And SeanLee.net, I think it's .net. If you want to check out the rest of his music. I never promote him or say anything. And I thought, you know what? I should probably say it
absolutely.
At some point.
Absolutely. Gave it to us for acknowledge free. The people who go out of their way for us.
Yeah, that's right.
In life. Very important.
Yeah. You know what? You're right
so
about
thank
that.
Thank you, Sean.
You know, you tip your waiters, you tip busboys. So we should, we don't have a tip for Sean Lee, but we can at least just say
our
thank
gratitude.
You.
Our gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of our hearts. No, it's
sending
true.
Him our good energy.
Yeah. Lots of love. Sean.
So here's what's going on with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp that I'm obsessed with. When I first heard they were splitting, now we've heard for about a year now they've been having problems. And let me just say, they started having problems 3 months into their marriage and decided that they didn't want to be one of those celebrity couples that breaks up after 3 years. So they made a pact that they were going to stay with it a year and go to couples counseling and trying to work on it and all that kind of stuff. So here's what went wrong, okay? I was like, oh, Johnny Depp is probably a nightmare and she's young and cool and she's probably like, screw this. No, he's the one that wanted like a regular life. He's 52. She's 30. So they have the May-December thing going on. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was interested in being, he thought that she was a cool chick. She is bisexual and she has one of her ex-female lovers living on their property.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that was the first problem. Because
that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, because he wants monogamy. He didn't say, listen, I understand you can still be with women and be with me. That's fine. He didn't. He wants monogamy. And she said, that's what I want, too.
And then why would she still have her living on the property? Why would he even allow that? That's really the first question.
Yeah, I mean,
why allow that? So stop it in dead in its tracks. I mean, really? Nicole's face is just flabbergasted.
I don't know why people in Hollywood get married.
I don't think they should.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Newman and his wife were the only two, and they stayed out of the limelight.
Right.
They gave back so much. They were very rare. But people in Hollywood, please don't waste anyone's time. Don't get married because no one winds up staying together anyway. That's how I feel.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, and I have to tell
live together, date. Right. Do whatever. But why? The sanctity of marriage is so important and they just don't value it. That's what I feel.
I think you're right because we keep hearing there's very few that value. You know who values marriage? The ones that don't marry other celebrities. You know, like Meryl Streep married like some guy. Anne Hathaway married like some guy. Those are the ones that tend to last because they want the real person around them. If you're a celebrity and you marry another celebrity, I feel like you're only asking too many egos.
Two egos in one house, not good. Yeah, not good. Mm-mm.
And too much temptation. I mean, look what happens every time someone goes away and does a film.
I know. And then love scenes and kissing scenes. I mean, they're good actors and stuff, but there's major temptation out there. I'm glad I'm not on the big screen because that's just way...
I don't think you could have a healthy relationship being in Hollywood.
Why? Okay,
that's how I feel.
What's your main reason? Like, why do you think that is?
Just the things that we named. There's too much temptation. I think they have egos. I really don't think they have a very good foundation. It's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I said, egos.
Their egos. So I think it's very hard.
When you have an ego, you're not going to really have too many good relationships because it's all about you.
Right.
That's how I feel. Anyone who's egotistical,
and
don't want to deal with them.
And self-centered. It's very
hard.
And
a lot
hard.
Of these actors are. I mean, look at it. Even in reality TV, I see it. Nicole and I were just talking about that. You know, you get the people who, you don't get too many real people. I see what TV does to people, and I have a lot of friends that are in TV, and they're great. They're awesome. Great marriages. And then you just see the egos. They get so like, and that's what people have always said about you and I, Nicole. Just even being on TV for the season 6 of The Housewives, like, they're like, you always stayed true to who you were.
Because we were never self-absorbed. People right. may stereotype us and look at us, but that's not who we are. We're very grateful. We love people. We appreciate people. We're not
egotistical
maniacs.
Not,
but
exactly.
many people are
you guys
in show
could
business.
Be. You really
do
could
that.
Be. You know, I mean, really, because you're both gorgeous. You're both
Thank
really
you.
Smart. You're both
Thanks,
really fun
honey.
And funny. And you have so many friends and people, you know, people love you.
Thank you, Cooper.
You could take all that in and be the biggest bitches in the world.
Thank
but
you.
That's just not, you're right. That's not who you are.
You can get sucked into that. But
you
again,
can. You can.
It's making
yeah.
me blush.
It's from when you are young. And I truly believe this. What is your foundation made of? Is it made of sand or is it made of rock? We've always had that rock foundation.
Right.
So we would never, you know, it wasn't built on sand where we would just like crumble and get sucked into that lifestyle.
And flounder. We don't flounder. We make
we
a decision
don't.
And we stick to it.
So
right.
I think it all goes back to what our foundation, how we grew up, and
that's
you know, how we were raised. It really does
yeah.
matter.
That's a very good point. Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So regarding that and that relationship, I think from the beginning, they would just that was just a disaster in the making.
Right.
From the beginning, there should have been communication where, OK, this is what's going to happen. She's not even living in the house or on the grounds. So that could have been avoided.
Yeah.
And like most issues and problems in life, problems can be avoided from the beginning. Just communicate, whether it's relationships, friendships, communicate. Be straightforward with people, and then you're not going to have issues like, okay, months later, well, she's living on the grounds and you're sleeping with my wife. I mean, guy, girl, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. It's she's having a relationship with somebody else besides
but
her husband.
But she denies that she had a relationship with this girlfriend of hers, and I think what happened was he was so enamored with her and so in love with her that she said, listen, my girl needs a place to live. We have this extra house on the property. Can she stay there? Please, please. And, you know, he wanted to make her happy, just like a man wants to do, an older man wants to do for his young bride. So I think, and that has been a bone of contention, no pun intended, in their relationship from the very beginning. And here's what she said, which I thought it was fascinating.
Okay.
She said, or her friend said that she said, so this is like allegedly, mm-hmm. this is according to to Page 6 New York Post. Mm-hmm. She said,
which is so reliable all the time.
Well,
no, yeah. Okay, no. I happen to like the Post.
I'm going with yes on this because this feels real to me. That
okay.
when she first got together with him, she was marrying that young, hot Johnny Depp. Now she realized that she's with some 52-year-old guy who used to be Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. And if you look
got
at
it.
His film career, that kind of makes sense.
It does. It does. And these young girls today have to realize, I mean, between me and you, there is something, and like we've spoken in the past, I don't really care about age. I don't think about age. So whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever, but I kind of have to say something about these men today with younger women.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be something psychological. I mean, I think men fear getting older, and it's like their youth. They feel like they're
the
keeping
Peter
their
Pan
youth
complex
by having right. a younger woman. I think younger women today, really, why do you really want an older guy? Either
do
for
daddy
security,
complex,
money. I mean, that's, let's face it, that's it. It's not certainly for other reasons. If he was a brokester, no job, you know, Is a 20-year-old, 23-year-old really going to go up to 52-year-olds?
Wake up, guys.
So, like, wake up. So that's how I feel.
Did you guys have those opportunities when you were in your 20s? Because I did. I had older men that were interested in me when I was, like, young and really fucking hot.
Constantly.
And yeah, yes. I'm sure you too. Definitely. Constantly. And I just never made that choice. That just never interested me, you know? But I had friends that were with men that were much, much older because they liked the lifestyle. They
exactly.
liked somebody paying their rent.
Daddy.
Yeah.
That's a daddy compliment.
Even when I was
yeah.
single now yes. and I'm in my 40s,
uh-huh.
Like a year ago when I was single, I had these older men, 60s, late 60s, 70s, that would try and take me out and make, I'll take care of you and this and that. It's like, go away, Grandpa. Like, you're almost my father's age.
Exactly.
Like,
go take care of your grandchildren.
Like, really?
Listen,
like, I'm your daughter's age.
Listen, Anna Nicole, you know what you should have done? Find one in like who's like in his 90s with one foot in the grave.
Forget 90s. They're living too long, like 103.
I know. Well, look what's going on with Sumner Redstone.
One of those little oxygen tanks, like, ready to go.
That's horrible.
Oh, come on.
Have you guys been following this whole Sumner Redstone thing?
No.
You know, he's like 92, and he had this, like, young, hot wife. And
amazing.
Yeah, and she's basically been waiting for him to kick, and he isn't. But he's losing his mind, and he changed his will, and his kids are getting in. It's a whole mess
right now.
It's
wild.
Yeah.
It's
the
wild.
Daughter took over Viacom. It's a whole thing going on.
They're all schmucks.
You know, they deserve everything that's coming to them. You know what?
Right.
It just goes back to whatever situation you put yourself in, whatever it may be. You know,
like, Johnny, you should have known. You're 52 years old. You go out with someone 20 years younger. You don't have the same mentality. I don't care. You don't want the same things in life. You're at different stages in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have known this was coming.
Right.
To each his own, but there are consequences. So just be prepared.
And I think someone like Johnny Depp, who still looks in the mirror and sees 21-year-old 21 Jump Street Johnny Depp.
Right. Yes. But there are many 52-year-olds out there who are beautiful and, you know, I'm sure...
Hey, listen, at 52,
could have an excitement for life like a 30-year-old has.
But point being is, when I'm 52, I don't think about age. I don't care if I'm 52. I'm still going to feel like I'm 20, but I'm not going to, if I was single, I'm not going to date a 23-year-old. It's just not there.
I have no desire to date anyone in their 30s.
Younger, not me,
Never. And again, when I was single, I had these 30, I find them so boring. Yes, they're good. Truss is laughing. Yes, they're good looking and they're cute little eye candy and, you know, we can make our comments. But I have no desire to sit across the table from them.
I mean, of course,
have a conversation.
I mean,
it's so
for women. I have to say,
what club are we going to?
It is flattering.
It's flattering.
I can't help but it is. I mean, at any age, especially as you do get older, you know, it's flattering. When Nicole, really, you do have, seriously, like, you've had like 23-year-olds, 25-year-olds, you know, trying to take you out. It is flattering. Not that you're going to do it, but
it is
as a, you know.
Well, now I'm happy, so that's good.
That's all that matters. Yes, exactly.
What was that article you girls were reading?
And he's a few years older than me.
Yeah. We found this great article about the 15 things good husbands do. So if you're wondering if your man is a good man.
Could we just not say husband? Because I'm not married. Even like a good boyfriend.
Good boyfriend. Well, I'm not married either.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I'm the only married one here. you're
sucker.
You're really sucker.
I have to say, I really changed my views since we started this podcast. No, I an hour ago.
Seriously?
An hour ago. Do you hear me? Let me finish my coffee. I do.
Tell me, how have you changed your view?
No, I have a great guy. I enjoy
You have a good... No, because I was saying, when we first started this podcast, and we were talking about relationships, and I'm always like that hopeful romantic and saying, like, I want to get married again, this and that. I have to say, I'm very happy in my life right now. Like, I don't think like that.
You don't need that piece of paper.
I don't need that piece of paper anymore. If I'm with someone, yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe eventually down the line, I don't know what the future holds. But I have to say, I'm very happy.
But your man makes you feel like his
and
lady,
the man who I'm with right now, I'm just happy, you know, being with him day by day.
You don't need a title.
And I don't need a title.
Right.
And girlfriend does sound a lot younger than, I feel a lot more youthful than wife.
I agree.
I really do.
Oh,
I like
girls.
That. My girlfriend. I used to think like wife or... I mean, fiancé is cute. Fiancé has a little catchiness to it.
Right.
But otherwise, I think girlfriend's very youthful. I like it lately.
That's a good
point. I'm
feeling
very good about it.
You know, I never thought about that. I always just like girlfriends. I thought it'd be funny, like, once my boyfriend and I are in our 80s, and I keep calling him my boyfriend, it's going to be hilarious by then. But you're right. It does feel more young. Like, I have a boyfriend. It's like, oh, she must be 30.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
Exactly.
No, I agree. It was like...
Teresa, I like my title better than yours.
Because I have to be honest with you, I do. Because right now, you're a senorina.
I'm a senorina.
And then you get married and you become a senora.
I don't want a senora.
No, I'll tell you something.
I love senorina. That's right. So if I go to Europe this summer with you...
When I went to Europe when I was young, it was always senorina, senorina. And I remember being 21. I turned 22 on my honeymoon and being in Positano. And I remember them saying, senora Apraya. And I was like, oh, dear God, I'm 22. He just called me senora. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm a senorina.
And so, Cooper, now, we're senoritas.
We are.
You're senoritas. Okay, well.
So, I wanna, so let's get back to this. So the list.
Yes.
The
okay.
man you're with.
So this is more about the man you're with. Let's just say okay. it like that. That it's just 15 things a good man should do. And I want to see if you guys agree with this. This is, we found this on the Daily Mail. I don't know whose list this is. I'm sure it's either like some scientist, so it's an important list, or it's some pop culture person that went, eh, what the fuck?
Yeah, let me decide to write something.
Right. So, okay, trust. He trusts you. He trusts you.
Number one. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
He's loyal to you, which, so he trusts you, and then on the other side, he is loyal as well.
Hell yeah.
Now, what
loyalty?
When you hear loyalty, what do you think?
I think respect. I hear loyal. I hear respect, because when you respect someone, you will be loyal to them. And I say that, and everyone that's even seen me, even on season 6 of The Housewives, I was always, loyalty is key to me.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, not only in a man, but in any relationship with family, with friends, loyalty means everything. If you're loyal
respect,
to me, and I trust
honesty.
You, and you trust me, I will give you my blood. I will like take a bullet for you. That's how strong I feel, and I protect the people I love. Loyalty, it must be a cultural thing with me as well, being Italian. I was raised that way, and it's just instilled in me.
Right. And I think also loyalty is also, for me, like what I've seen over the years since I've been with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, something will come up when I'm not there, and I know that he will defend me. I know he'll stick up for me because he's loyal.
Yes.
So in a way, that feels like loyalty to me as well. You
absolutely.
Know?
Yeah. He has
also,
your back.
He knows your tastes, so he can shop for you. He knows what you like. In case, you know, I mean, it's one thing to say, "Can you go get me X, Y, and Z?" But it's nice when they come home with something and it's a surprise, and they just know you.
My husband knows me so well. My husband can pick out shoes for me, bags, lingerie, clothes. He picks out stuff for me. Jewelry, but especially in the clothes department, everything. I have to say, Reno knows me 100%. He picked out bags for me for Christmas, shoes that my girlfriends are like, oh my God, I love that. And I'm like, Reno picked out, like on his
right.
own.
Even planning a vacation, like he called me a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm. He's surprising me, which I know about.
Wait,
I'm
going
to surprise Teresa, but this summer.
She knows it. But even the way he told me, like how you're flying there and the hotels you're staying at, like he knows you.
Wow.
He
gets you, he knows you. And I was like, I was getting my pedicure and I was listening. I was like, wow, like that's amazing.
Yeah. And that takes some time to for someone to get to know you. That's why this list is husbands, because boyfriend, if you have somebody for 3 months, they probably don't know your taste yet.
I have to tell you something, though. I am dating someone for a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
He knows me.
He does?
That he has impeccable taste, but he knows me. And he knows, I'm telling you, I think he could go shopping for my wardrobe, pick out jewelry, pick out accessories. Like, he has good taste.
Like, give me an example. Like, what has he done that you're like, wow, this guy knows me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
bags.
Let's see. Like, he had
shoes, jewelry.
Yeah.
I mean,
jewelry, like, just like a bag and a scarf matching, and sent it to my house. Like,
wow.
Yeah. And I opened it and I was like, that's amazing. Like, that is the most perfect bag I would have picked out.
That is
the most perfect scarf I would have picked out.
Hmm.
And
what's so sweet about him, it's like he'll just see something and be like, that's for no reason at all. He'll be like, that's for Nicole. And he'll just send it to the house. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Christmas all over again.
Right.
But I have to say, you know what? That's why I think Reno and I work, because even when we were divorced, even when I was dating other guys, and they were great guys. And Reno will say that he dated some, you know, nice girls. But they weren't great. They were okay.
Some.
They actually weren't that great.
Minus the strippers,
But I'm just saying, on a serious note, they really, like, they weren't. But I dated nice guys. But no one really got me. And I said that when Reno and I got back. I'm like, you know, when we started being friends again, I'm like, you get me, no matter what. And like I always say, I love hard. I fight hard. I play hard. Very passionate. But he gets me. So I think that's really important. So all of these things you're saying,
I totally agree, whoever wrote
this list.
What's
the next one? I know. What's
the next one's interesting. It says he gives you some time to yourself. And I think that more than anything else speaks to not just giving you time to like be with your friends and do your own thing. I think it's tapping into the idea that you're not codependent.
Yes.
You know, that's really important. Have you ever been in a codependent relationship?
Yes.
And
you know what? Yeah, it's very unhealthy. I think you're right. To be your own person, and for that person to give you space, and to, you don't quote unquote need each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's a very dangerous word. No, because as these young kids today, you know, you hear some relationships. It's like, I need him or I need her. And it's a really, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
True. You know,
it's just a feeling inside also that, you know, like you don't have to call that person if you don't talk to them for hours. And you can go about your day and do what you want. Because I've dated someone once and it got to a point where I felt suffocated.
Right.
You were like, suffocated.
Really bad. Like, oh my gosh. Like, if I was busy working or doing something or had to date myself and I noticed that I didn't talk to him in 2-3 hours, or if he called and I missed his phone call, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to call him back. Because he would be like, why didn't you call me back? What were you doing? Or I didn't hear from you in hours. And it got to the point where I could not wait to finally say, and I hate to say it, but like, go F yourself.
Right.
Like, yeah. Go F yourself.
Right.
Get out of my life. And
it's
it was suffocating. And even till this day, like, if I ever pass something or pass his office and I see anything, it's like, ugh. Like, I'm
it's a
so
sigh
happy.
Of relief.
Like, it reminds it you of your of suffocated relief. All over again.
Yeah. You know what? Mm-hmm. It brings back that feeling.
Right. It was claustrophobic.
It was claustrophobic. That right. I could not stand being in. So
right.
when
so
I
be
ended
aware,
that,
girls,
I have
be
to
aware,
tell you,
girls.
It was very freeing. Very freeing.
Yeah.
So if it's very healthy now to be in a relationship where
you're not
my boyfriend now, where I'm not codependent, he gives me my time. He
right.
gives me my space.
Yeah.
I enjoy that very much.
Okay. All right, so also on the list is he remembers holidays, which I don't really care so much about that. That's so what?
Remembers holidays?
That doesn't
that's
need
stupid.
To be on
that should have never been
yeah,
on the list.
Yeah, that's a dumb one. Okay. He helps you to be better.
Love
that's
it.
Important.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I think that's the biggest quality of my boyfriend is that I can always go to him for advice on stuff that really you would think he doesn't know about, like career advice or friendship advice or things that are really personal to me in my life. You know, he is really good at saying, here's something that you should do because that'll make your writing better or your radio better or your, you know, he's so tapped into the things I do that he gives me the best advice because he wants me to be better. That makes him feel good.
That's
a big quality.
Key, very good.
Yeah, key.
Good job, Joe.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Now, this one I don't think is so, but he laughs at your jokes. I don't want somebody to placate me and be like, ha, 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 when it's
know
not
the funniest
funny.
The thing is that everybody always says, I've heard this so many times over and over again in relationships, oh, I want someone who laughs at my jokes. And I kind of look at them like, what do you mean? Like, why?
Right.
Why? Like, that's silly to me. It is because if you're going to, Nicole,
I disagree.
Funny,
I think it would have said, I would have liked it better if it would have said something like,
you guys make, you make each other laugh.
You make each other laugh.
Laugh.
Right.
Not
that
someone
makes more
who
sense.
Laughs
laugh.
At my jokes.
Yeah.
That to me, it's funny reading that. It sounds,
he
it's
makes,
coming from a very insecure person.
I agree. Yeah.
I
exactly.
don't like that connotation of that line.
Right.
I don't know. I don't like
it. Said,
makes you laugh. Makes you laugh.
He
or,
makes
you, know
you laugh.
Or you make each other laugh.
Amazed.
You have fun together.
Yeah.
That's
right.
important. That's
I mean, unless you're a stand-up comic, then he should laugh at your jokes.
Yeah,
otherwise,
exactly.
you really have a
but
big
otherwise,
problem.
He laughs at your jokes. I mean, if it's not that funny or you guys don't laugh at each other, then you really shouldn't be together.
Oh, well, he laughs
kinda...
with you is on the list, too. So, okay, so we'll check that one off because we say
okay,
yes
we
to that.
Okay, we said that. Okay, cool.
He believes you. Not believes in you, but believes you. So if anything comes up and he says, like, what was
isn't
going on?
Is that a trust issue, though?
It goes back to trust.
That's
back to trust.
Back to trust.
Yes,
yeah, that's
okay.
true. That's true.
They doubled up on that one. They wanted to make the top 10 list. I don't know. Whoever wrote it, repetitive.
He values your feelings, of course. That's
huge.
I mean, duh. That's a duh.
Yeah, that's a duh, duh, duh.
Now, you feel loved by him. That's really important because someone could say, I love you, but if you're not
feeling
loved...
It.
You know, I have to say, my boyfriend is not one of those guys who's always like, he does say I love you, but not like constantly. He says it in other ways. There's things he does that I know he does it because he loves me. And I feel loved. And he doesn't even have to say it.
And that goes back to actions speak louder than words.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
You're
actions.
Right.
You know, words are just words. Actions is what.
And you know what? I have to tell you something. Even being in a relationship, like, you feel loved. I think sometimes in the past and women talking about, oh, I want to get married. It almost feels like you have to validate that. And I think now that I'm in a relationship where I'm seeing, and I'm in a like a healthy relationship, that you really feel like I don't need that to validate my relationship because I feel so loved.
Right.
That's where it's different right now as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. This is a really good one. He makes your complicated life easier.
Love that.
I think that's one of my favorites, actually, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because someone who really just cares so much and wants to just see you happy and, you know, when times are tough or if you're going through something emotionally, physically, whatever, it just really shows like they get out of themselves and it's about you. So I
want to make your life easier. I like that.
Okay, now I'm really curious if number 13 on here, I'm really curious if this is important to you guys. He helps you with housework.
Nah, that's not big in my department.
Not?
You know what? I want to tell you something. That goes back to the way we were raised. It's an Italian thing with
us.
It's a cultural thing where we never expected men to do anything. But now that's why I'm teaching my son, oh dear God, Giovanni, I've done everything for you growing up, but as a man, you are going to be on your own one day. You should help your wife.
Right.
So I think it's kind of important. It is. But we weren't raised that way. So to us, my husband is an amazing cook. He cooks all the time, but he thinks I'm one of the guys in his restaurant in the kitchen. I will walk in that kitchen and be like, oh, dear God. Okay, I'm your sous chef. I'm helping you prepare, cut, and everything. But then I'm cleaning up, and he's throwing pots and pans and in the sink. And so.
No, but housework is also cooking. So the fact that he's cooking is definitely sort of housework,
cooks.
You know?
Yeah, but he will never. He's like a child. It's hysterical. I don't even think his stuff makes it to the hamper. It's on the floor.
Right.
His clothes.
Yeah. I was married for 14 years.
He doesn't know how to even work. He doesn't know how to work the washing machine.
I've never expected my husband at the time to do housework. Mm-hmm. Like, I did everything. I would do the weeding outside. I did some painting
a little crazy.
If it had to.
No, she did. She painted the house, Nicole. I painted with you.
Yes. I mean, I taped. I painted. If there was anything to be done, I did it. If there was corking in the bathroom, like, I did all that stuff.
Did you
I
want
never
him
expected.
To help and he just didn't? Or you liked doing it yourself?
I never expected him to do it. Like I said, growing up, I always saw mommy and grandma and everyone doing everything.
Mommy never painted, honey.
No,
you
she never
really,
did that.
You went
I
above
went far,
and beyond.
Yeah, I did.
Mommy did sort of like the quote-unquote female.
Like if there was like pictures to be hung,
the
like
mommy
I did
things.
That. Right. I would get the lever out. I would hang the pictures like... So
you went a little above and beyond, okay?
Joe does the laundry, always.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm impressed.
He does the dishes, always.
I'm impressed.
And if the dog vomits, he cleans it up.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm really, impressed,
I've never touched dog vomit in my life.
Wow. I think that's pretty special.
He's not Italian.
He's not Italian. So for all the women out there, except for my son and Nicole's kids, okay? Don't marry an Italian.
No, worse, he's a wasp. The fact that a wasp is willing to do all that. See, that comes down to makes your complicated life easier.
Yes.
You know, because he doesn't do the dishes because I refuse to do them. He does the dishes because I'll cook something and then run to do something else. And someone's got to do them. You know,
right.
I'll do them too. But it's about making a complicated life easy. Here are the last two. He consoles you when you're sad. Well, who doesn't? I mean, that's bizarre. Why is this even on the list?
I was going to say that's caring for someone. That's showing love. That's going back to a lot of these are overlapping.
Of course.
Does he make you feel loved? If someone's making you feel loved, they're going to take care of you. When
not everyone
sad.
Is like that. I see some of, well, I don't want to say, but people in our lives who are married, and I've seen their wives sad and upset, and I don't see the husbands running to them.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think that happens all the time, no.
It doesn't happen all
the time. I think
you
take that
but
for
it's
granted.
Very, but it's very important.
It's extremely important, of course, but it's called compassion.
Yeah.
Empathy.
You can teach compassion, you can't teach empathy.
But maybe there are guys that can't deal with women's emotions or sadness in general. I mean, there might be guys that just can't handle it. You know,
well, then
deal.
He's emotionally unavailable and you stay away from him,
right.
Ladies.
That's true.
And the last one, yes.
The last one, he adores your smile.
Yes. That's cute. He better adore everything about me.
I love adoration. Yes.
That's right.
From head to toe.
Well, we've come to that point in the show where we're going to finally tell everybody what our big news is. So we all have big news.
Yeah,
we do. We do.
Big
news. Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Day.
And I do want to wish
everyone.
And we
want to thank.
Yes, we have to.
All
our veterans.
Of our, yes.
Our arms, you know, just our armed forces, our military. We love you guys, men, women out there.
Those families who have lost their loved ones,
right.
Who have fought for our country and sacrificed their lives.
It's huge. And you know what? I'm so grateful.
We will for our freedom.
We'll honor you by laying
thank
on
you.
A beach and drinking a beer.
Thank
but
you.
But it's true. But you know what? You know,
no, this
they
is
say,
for
home
our
of the
freedom.
Free,
I thank
home
you.
Home of the free because of the brave. And we
right.
have so much to be grateful for. And we thank you. Nicole went to an event last night. And...
Hopeful Warriors. We raised $140,000. Eagle Oaks Country Club
one
in New Jersey.
Nice.
I didn't. I was invited. I was a guest. And it was so beautiful because it is Fleet Week. So we had like 200
You don't have to tell Marines, me. It's Fleet Week. It's Fleet I am well aware.
So who's ever single, go amen. Down to that Intrepid and look at all those men really? In their uniforms.
Have you ever taken home anybody Fleet Week ever?
No. I told you I never had a one night stand.
I know. Cooper, you're making
a... And I'm not about to.
I don't consider it a one night stand. I consider it doing my duty for the country.
Yes. So patriotic, Cooper.
Exactly.
You
I'm
are
an
one
American.
Patriotic chick. I'm proud to be an American.
Oh, and gosh. By the way, it was an entire, it was the whole Fleet Week. It wasn't just a one night stand. So I really did for the Navy what, you know, hopefully I made our country a
proud.
Little bit.
A little bit stronger.
Exactly.
Fulfilled. You gave back.
I gave
They've
back.
They've been giving to you. You gave back to them.
That's right.
That was your sign of gratitude.
Sure gave it.
And he's still smiling.
But that's not our big news.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Our big news is that, yes. First of all, we're going to take a break for the summer.
Yes. And that, enjoy your summers, everyone.
Yeah, because we all have all kinds of things going on. And,
yes.
And we thought, you know, the summer's going to be tough to put up podcasts and for you guys to yeah. be downloading and listening. And you guys are traveling. So, you know, yes. we're going to be missing weeks and whatever. So that's thing one. Thing two is the only thing I can say right now about my particular future
yes.
is that I have signed a major contract.
Yay. Congrats.
Congratulations.
For a full-time job that I didn't think I was going to do or get. And this is probably the biggest job of my entire career.
We knew you would, Cooper.
We
always
had faith.
Believed in you.
Yes, we did.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
And congrats.
And I can't say anything about it because we're still staffing up and we're still, you know, auditioning
exactly.
people and that kind of thing. So until all that is...
Confidentiality, we
exactly.
all understand that very well.
So until all that is done and a press release is out, I can't really say anything other than the fact that I am definitely moving on. And after
yes.
the end of the summer, there may
yes.
be different people sitting in these chairs
exactly.
doing this podcast.
But Nicole and I will be here.
That's right.
We got our girls in heels, and we're all going to keep in touch and have a great summer. We love you, Cooper.
Everyone's
I
on
love
social
you, Nicole.
Media.
And
so
that's what I was
going to
say. Since we're taking a break this summer, everyone still, all of our fans, thank you so much. Keep in touch with us. Teresa Napolitano Aprea, Teresa Aprea on social media, Cooper Lawrence, Nicole Napolitano. We're all on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So keep in touch, and we'll just, you know, keep in contact, everyone. Love you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, you guys. This is the end of not just the summer, but this week's Girls in Heels.
And yes. And enjoy everyone.
Enjoy
Have a great
your summer.
Summer.
That's
vacation.
Right.
And just enjoy the heat.
Yeah.
Family, friends, love.
And thank you to our friends at Blog Talk Radio, of course,
thank
for having
you.
Us.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
also very important. And of course, as per usual, thank you so much for downloading. We
yes.
love and adore you.
Love you all. Thank you.
Have a beautiful summer and happy Memorial Day.